Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I want you to listen to this song. Keep it up there a little bit, Roger. He's talking about respect, ladies and gentlemen. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what the Queen of Soul there, Aretha Franklin, has been singing about. Now, that song's about 40 years old, but that's the thing that small business owners want, isn't it? And I think I told you who I am. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think you know who I am, a small business advocate. And I'm in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from Small Business Week, my 12th consecutive Small Business Week celebration with the SBA. And there's one thing that's been consistent and has been needed and continues to be needed by small business owners. It's a little bit of respect. Because if you think about it, I mean, think about what small business owners do, folks. Now, you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. You create, you and your brothers and sisters on Main Street out there, across America, you create what is essentially the largest economy on planet Earth. Did you know that? If you haven't been listening to my show for very long, you may not have known that. That's right. The United States is the largest economy in the world. $13 trillion, approximately. The second closest one is not China, it's Japan. Less than half, about $5 trillion. Less than half the size of the U.S. economy. And small businesses create over half of the U.S. economy. So if you take all of the sectors, big business sector U.S., small business sector U.S., Japan, the top, and you split them out, the numbers tip in favor of small business. So that makes us the largest economy on planet Earth. Why don't we get more respect? Well, I know why. Because we're unorganized. You and I are too busy making payroll every Friday. See, you and I sign collectively, we sign the front of more paychecks than any other sector in the country. Over 70 million paychecks. You and I sign the front of over 70 million paychecks every payday. Friday, every other month, I mean, every other week. Once a month, whatever pay cycle you have, 70 million every time. Now, that's a lot of paychecks. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And so, yes, that's one of the reasons why I think small business owners deserve some respect, deserve more respect. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do. It's one of the reasons why I take every opportunity to celebrate Small Business Week, which is what we're doing right now. This is the week that the SBA has chosen for Small Business Week celebration this year, 2009. And sometimes it's other weeks, and sometimes it's in April and earlier in May, but it's almost always in April and May. One year they did it in September. There was another reason for that. But this year, and almost all the times it's in April or May. And they move it around a little bit. There are a couple of reasons why they move it around, but that's usually the key. So it's very appropriate that we celebrate small business. Of course, as you know, I celebrate small business. Right here, we celebrate small business every day because that's what we're so proud of you for what you do and for the work that you do. We're going to be giving you respect here all the time, have been and will continue to be. The SBA does that too. But the issue with the SBA that I hope gets fixed in this new administration. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not. It's a big task. I'm not sure if they actually can pull it off. Somebody could. It could be done. But the big issue is getting the services that the SBA provides known to and available to every small business owner. If we could do that, I think this would be a really important thing to do. If we could get every small business owner a little brochure I could write it, and I've been around these guys long enough. I know them, the career people, the politicians, the political appointees. I know I've been around this so long. I could do this in a two pager, front and back, one sheet of paper, front and back, I could create a little brochure that would tell you the essence of what the SBA does. And if we could get that in the hands of every small business owner, from the home-based owner to the person with 300 and 499 employees, from 3 employees to 500 employees, if we could get that little pamphlet, that little brochure, in the hands of every small business owner in America, I think that would be a way of galvanizing small business owners. I think that would be a way of organizing small business owners, because you would see, if we could do that, you would see that there are things that the SBA can do for you that you're not taking advantage of. There are many things. Listen, in my opinion, the SBA and the Small Business Development Centers and SCORE, which are members of the same family, basically, SCORE and SBDC, Small Business Development Centers, are chartered under as part of the SBA. They get part of their funding from the SBA, who gets their money from the Congress, from the government. But if we could tell more people, which is what I've been doing, if you know much about what I've been doing for all these years, I've been telling you about the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers. I've been telling you about SCORE. I've been telling you about the SBA and the things that they do, the services they provide. But I'll bet you that 8 out of 10 of the people listening to me right now couldn't give you a one-sentence description, an accurate description of what the SBA does. And that's a shame, because they have things that they can help you with. One of the things they can help you with, and I think one of the things you're going to see today from the administrator, and I'm going to be hearing her a little bit later on today give this speech, is increasing the loan guarantee programs. And we'll come back after these messages. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to predict a couple of things that I think Administrator Mills is going to say today in her speech. Until, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Little Stone's bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And subscribe to my free newsletter, check out my blog, check out my knowledge base, and all the good things there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter if you want. I'm at Jim Blasingame on Twitter. I'm celebrating Small Business Week with the SBA right now, 12th year in a row. And, one of the things that happens here is the top small business person in each state is recognized here. And then from those top small business owners, all 50 states and the District of Columbia and all the territories, they all come in here too. And they're recognized as champion small business owners. It's a wonderful celebration. And they're here representing you. I'm doing my best to do the same thing, small business owners. And then from those 50-something, there are three who are chosen, the second, first runner-ups, and then the winner, the Small Business Person of the Year. And I'll get to meet that person tomorrow, and in the next few days, you'll be able to meet them on the show. We'll have them on the show, as we've done every year, so I'm looking forward to that. So that's what part of what we do is celebrating small business. But the administrator, Karen Mills, I met her last night, as I said, and she's going to be making a keynote speech today, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. And one of the things that I think she's going to do is I believe she's going to announce a specific and fairly new loan program for small business owners as part of the Recovery Act. And that's what I'm predicting, and you can follow this. I'll be blogging about it later, and I'll probably be talking about it a little bit tomorrow. I'm going to be interviewing Karen Kerrigan tomorrow in this slot with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen and I will be talking about it then too. But I think she's going to announce a specific loan program that I want you to know about. And remember now, the SBA doesn't make loans; they only guarantee loans. This is the catch that people don't always get, and that is that banks make the loan, they underwrite the loan, but the SBA becomes a guarantor of your loan. They become your partner in that loan, and if you don't pay it back, You know, they pay the bank the 80% or so, whatever the program is, 80%, 90%. They pay the bank that money. And, of course, then, you know, the recourse is with them. They come after you if you have any assets. That's how that works, if there is a default. But regardless, I mean, I have been the recipient of an SBA guaranteed loan. In fact, it was so important to me that if I hadn't gotten it back in the 90s, way back, years ago, I wouldn't be here right now. It was a critical stepping stone for me. I was, at that moment, I was not quite a candidate for the kind of loan that I needed. And my banker said, why don't we see if the SBA will guarantee this loan? Guess what? 3 days later, I had a loan. The SBA stepped in and did that. And it made all the difference. It just made all the difference. And I, you know, of course, I paid them back. And so it's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing in the world wrong with it. It's just a helping hand. It's just a leg up that you get. And I recommend it to you, especially now. And if you don't know about this, go to SBA.gov and check it out. See what they have to offer. But also, you can talk to your local small business development centers. They know an awful lot about what the SBA loan guarantees are. Talk to your banker. If your banker is not making loans through the SBA, find a banker who is. And check those out. So those are some of the things that I think are going to be happening today as we continue to celebrate Small Business Week here, 2009. Another thing that's going to be interesting to me, and I'll be talking about this as time goes by, is how Administrator Mills weaves into her work some of the elements of the President Obama's policies that I think are not good for small business. I'm worried about them. I'm not crazy about some of his policies. I'm very unhappy about some of them. And so, as you know, she works at the pleasure of the president. So it'll be her, part of her job will be to help carry the water for the president. So it's going to be interesting to me. And by the way, I've talked to her and she's agreed to be on the show. We'll have her on the show very soon, and I'll be asking her those questions. You know, how do you reconcile some of these things that most small business owners think aren't going to be good for them? And I'll be looking forward to that honest debate with her. But also, as you can tell, as you already know, to supporting the SBA, because I do think they do an awful lot of good work. We just need to let more people know about them, and I'm going to do my best to help with that. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back. I got one more hour after this. Still celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.